Now, when you encounter a foreign body, whether it's a bacteria, a virus, or a parasite, your immune system has to respond to it. And there are four very characteristic features of an immune response. The first is specificity. And what this means is that cells of your immune system recognize exactly what it is that is infecting you. So, for example, if you're infected by Salmonella, your immune system will know exactly which type of Salmonella is there, and it will respond to it in a very specific way. Likewise, if you're infected with a very specific strain of flu, your immune system will know exactly which type of flu you're infected with, and it will respond to that. So our immune system is very sophisticated, very specific. Now, as you can imagine, there are billions of different pathogens that could potentially infect us in our world. So what this means is that our immune system has to be very diverse. It has to be able to recognize millions of different types of foreign bodies that could potentially infect us. And people have estimated that our immune system can recognize about a billion different bacteria, viruses, parasites, and know exactly what they are. Our immune system also, you might be surprised to discover, has memory. What this means is that if you encounter the same infection a second time, your immune system recognizes it, and it will mount an even bigger response to that infection than it did the first time. And this actually is the basis for vaccination or immunization. In vaccination or immunization, you're injected with a foreign body, a type of bacteria or a type of virus. The virus is changed so that it won't actually give you an infection. So, for example, its structure might be changed, or it might be killed. You might be injected with a dead form of the virus. So that injection won't give you the disease itself, but what it will do is it will expose your immune system to that foreign body, and your immune system will respond to it. What that means is that if in real life you ever encounter that infection in reality, in a real situation, your immune system will already have seen that particular foreign body and will be able to mount a big enough immune response to it so that you don't get the infection. Because by vaccinating somebody, you can train their immune system to recognize that particular bacteria or virus. That's what vaccination is about. So memory is an important component of our immune system. And finally, our immune system has mechanisms which allow it to self-regulate. And what I mean by this is that the immune system has to know when to stop. And it does have signals which tell it to stop. It needs that because our immune system is very vigorous. And when it deals with something that's foreign, it destroys it by producing toxic chemicals which make that foreign body explode, basically. So it destroys it. But you can imagine that in the process of the immune system destroying something foreign, we might also suffer some damage to our own bodies. And in fact, that is the case. So we have to make sure that the immune system, the damage caused by the immune system to our own bodies, is limited, and that when the foreign invasion has been dealt with, that our immune system knows when to stop. So it has to be regulated. There are some situations where the self-regulation fails and our immune system can't stop. And actually, that's very harmful. And I'll give you some examples of that a bit later on. Now, this shows you very clearly why our immune system is so important. This diagram shows the progress of a patient with HIV or AIDS. Now, some of you might know that AIDS patients have to have blood tests very regularly. And during the course of those blood tests, which happen at least once a year, they have something done called CD4 counts. CD4 T cells are a type of cell of the immune system that you find in the blood. They're very important. And HIV patients have to have their CD4 T cells counted every year. In this patient, you can see that this time course follows over 12 years. and the numbers of their CD4 cells in their blood are shown in green. So you can see that over the course of time, the number of CD4 T cells gradually becomes lower and lower. These cells are really important because they keep the HIV virus in check. They stop it growing too fast. They stop it dividing too much. So the number of HIV virus particles in the blood of this patient is shown in red. And you can see that for several years, the number of HIV virus particles doesn't increase. It stays very low. And that's why people can live with the disease for a number of years. But you can also see that when the number of CD4 T cells falls to a critical point, the number of HIV virus particles suddenly increases. And that's because this patient no longer has enough CD4 T cells to keep those HIV virus particles in check, and its growth therefore increases. So you need cells of the immune system to keep the HIV virus in check. Once the number of those viruses starts to increase, you start to see the appearance of what we call opportunistic infections here. And these are what lead to death in an HIV patient. Opportunistic represents the fact that those foreign bodies, bacteria, viruses, see that the immune system is weakened and they attack. And usually the types of infections that kill a person with HIV or AIDS are flu and pneumonia, which of course are very common. Most people can overcome that, but in HIV patients they can't because they don't have a strong enough immune system. So there are several things that affect how well our immune system works. There are some things that we can't do anything about: our genetics, our gender, our age, but also our hormonal status, our previous exposure to pathogens, so the infections that we've suffered in the past, and our vaccination history can also affect how well our immune system works. But just look at the number of lifestyle factors that can affect your immune system. They include stress, exercise, smoking, alcohol, possibly obesity, what is present in your gut, and diet and nutritional status. So this lecture today is going to focus on why diet affects your immune system and how it does that.